Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was beginning to wonder if I was ever going to get back on the radio show again. Too many things have been going. I had one of those weeks that, you know, where the devil has decided he's going to kick you in the stomach, and then he thinks, nah, that's not going to be good enough. I'm going to have to hit him again. And then he says, no, that's not good enough. I'm going to have to get a whole bunch of demons to attack him from the left and from the right and from above. And it's just been one of those weeks. It started out with the air conditioner getting, basically the air conditioning system, almost, I was like within a cat's whisker of having to pay $3,800 to have that repaired. But I got really lucky on that. And I'm also, the other thing I'm a little bit troubled about is that I'm looking at the controls here for the soundboard, and I'm not seeing the amplitude I should be seeing for the radio show, and I don't know why. So anyway, that of course is troubling. Hopefully you can hear me okay. All the indicators are all right, except for the amplitude is not where it needs to be. So I'll probably have to dork around with that, as if I haven't had enough fun this week thus far. So anyway, praise God. I think, you know, things are working good enough that I'll be able to get this program out. I wanted to let you know that we are still in that very frustrating period of time, whereby, you know, things are just not happening at the rate of speed that many of us would like to see them happen. Okay, now a lot of people would get, you know, blame it on this, blame it on that, you know, give Trump credit for this and that and the other thing. But again, as we all know, Trump is a, you know, he's one of them. It's part of the devil. It's part of the devil's operation. Pam Bondi, they all use the triangular symbol to signal to one another that they're part of the Masonic, Satanic, Lucifer-worshipping groups out there. And most of the American churches we know, churchianity, is absolutely fallen for it. Hook, line, and sinker, which is part of the devil's master plan. All right, praise God. So anyway, hold on just a second. I'm going to make an adjustment. I'll be right back. Testing 1, 2. Hey, something changed.
Is it good?
Hey, y'all are hearing Brother Sammy. He just joined. He's him and I were actually, okay, so I don't know what I did. I don't even know what I clicked. But there, I was looking at the amplitude that was showing up in the waveform meter in Audacity, and I was saying to myself, okay, something isn't right. So I don't know if I fixed it or if it's going to dork up again or whatever the case is. But anyway, tonight, you know, it's just been a heck of a week. As many of you know, I sent out an emailogram to everybody to let them know that I was having problems with my puppy. Well, I'm going back in on Saturday, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, because that problem seems to be continuing. I found out from another vet that that swelling that happens when there's an abscess tooth or whatever can it can continue on, and they have to do some special things to kind of get rid of the swelling. So anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and believe everything's fine. I don't know why the waveform meter's acting wonky, but I'm just going to go ahead and believe everything's going to be okay and move forward with the program. So anyway, for tonight, other than the fact that I'm battling all the battles that I'm battling right now, which are just amazing, it's a list that most people would not even believe. So thank you for your prayers, every single one of you. Whenever you mention me, pray for Pipes International, pray for me, please. Those of us who are on the front lines, not that you're not, all of us to some degree, I believe, are on the front lines, especially if you're listening to this program. But anyway, the things that are happening right now are, for most of us, are not happening quickly enough. Okay, and it's driving us nuts. I know it's very, very frustrating, and we're going through one of those lull periods. As a matter of fact, it's such a lull that when I am doing my cutting-edge news scanning, when I'm going through my finely tuned Twitter feed, what I'm discovering is people are complaining on Twitter. On X, they're complaining. Depending on how you configure your Twitter, you will see people one right after the other. Sometimes it'll be skip a couple and then a post and skip a post. And these posts are people that are coming out and they are saying, hold on just a second. So anyway, I'm sorry about that. I had to take a short mini break because I'm getting absolutely body slammed with stuff at work right now. But anyway, it's all part of the deal. Praise Jesus. Like I said, I know that you guys, every one of you, are on the front lines to some degree or another. We are all very familiar with Luke 12:47-48, where it says, to whom much has been given, much will be required. We have been given a lot. And unfortunately, that comes with a very, very, very heavy burden. Okay, and that heavy burden is, we know what the end game is. We know what's going to happen. We know that Pam Bondi is a Satanist. We know that Donald Trump is a Satanist. We know that the reason why he is following after Netanyahu and making Israel first in every single regard, the entire Senate, the entire everything is, this entire country is literally owned by the state of Israel. But we're not the only ones. There are other countries in the world that we know are in that same situation. It's just like Whitney Webb, where she had said, in her two books, something about blackmail. So it's the situation is really difficult because we know who we're dealing with. It doesn't mean that there aren't wonderful Jewish people out there. I in particular give to certain organizations over in Israel because I know that they're going after the true Semites. They're not going after, of course, they can't possibly try to go after the people that Trump is allied with, because if they did, they would get killed. They would be murdered on the spot. So there is a very large faction. We already know about it. We call them SOS for a good reason. Synagogue of Satan. It's just what the Bible tells us. We know what we're dealing with. We have to be careful nowadays because Trump is right on the edge of getting ready to throw American citizens in jail or into El Salvador jails, which are, can you imagine that? And there are people like Candace Owens and a whole bunch of other people that are raising massive concerns. The stuff that you discover once your eyes are opened is astonishing, and it's very deeply troubling. And then on top of that, we have prophecies that are coming out from some very trustworthy AAA, I would call them AAA list prophets, that are essentially saying that we have some persecution to look out for coming our way. Now here's the question, I always preface this. We never, ever know exactly when these things are going to come to pass. Okay, there are, as I've talked about many, many times on this program, you've got the barley harvest, the wheat harvest, and the grape harvest. You've got the beginning of World War III, which is around about the time that the barley harvest is going to be leaving the earth. We've talked about this. The thing is, when these prophecies are prophesied, warning us about the things that are coming, we don't know if we're even going to be here for those things. There's a reason why Luke 21:36 says, pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And that verse is a dirty fib if It's not true. The word all means all. I've checked the Greek. I know as a fact that it is there. Okay, this isn't one of those things where the translators injected some word because they thought it was a good fit or any of those kinds of things. All right, so I think we can believe the Bible. I think we can, but you know what? It comes with it's a tall order, folks. We all have to really keep our heads down, be deep in prayer, dwell in a secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, verse 1, and make Jesus everything to us. It has to be everything. It's not an all or nothing kind of thing. It's like everything. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So tonight we're going to be covering a couple of things. Yes, it is frustrating, but I can tell you that the people on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it are flipping out. I'm talking about unbelievers. Okay. They're going like, why hasn't anything happened with the Epstein list? How come this person hasn't been put in jail? How come this person hasn't been put in jail? Why aren't they doing anything? And it just astonishes me because I can't fathom how they haven't figured out what's actually happening. Nobody's going to go to jail. Just like Glenn Beck said, no one's going to go to jail. They never do. They never will. He's frustrated with it. Tons of people are frustrated. And these are unbelievers. They're seeing that they're being played. All right? Now, and obviously, as that Abramovic lady, who's about as satanic as they call her, the spear cook or whatever, don't even get me going on the things that she had been filmed doing. It's just absolutely you can't repeat it. But she had said that she was pleased with Donald Trump being in the position that he was because he was some kind of a senior magician or something, which, by the way, is a level, you can believe it. That is a title that they give certain people that have excelled, and they are very, very high up in the Scottish Rite, which is why they are allying themselves with the Chabad Lubavitch movement, okay, the Synagogue of Satan. All right, and so we'll just call them SOS from here on out. We don't want to, I personally don't want to go to El Salvador, okay, and I want to avoid that like the plague, all right, and I'm trusting God to protect me and you and all of us because we are doing the work that we're supposed to be doing for the kingdom, praise God. But tonight we're going to touch upon a few things, talking about the expectation of several experts regarding major food shortages, major supply shortages that are supposed to be hitting our shelves within the next 2 to 3 weeks. We shall see. Sometimes some incredibly well-connected people make these types of predictions and it doesn't happen. So, and it, of course, it befuddles us and we're like, well, why didn't it happen? There are people out there right now that are filming. They have access to different types of applications and they're very specialized and they can actually see where the ships are, how many ships are coming into the port in Los Angeles, how many ships are moving, that kind of thing. Well, right now, the shipping industry, the trucking industry evidently is indicating that the people that are predicting that the shelves are going to be empty are correct. So is that actually going to happen? And is Trump just going to trick everybody like he always does and tell everybody, well, hey, this is all part of our making America great again and coming up with a whole bunch of other hooey that people just grab a hold of because they cannot believe. It's like kind of like the devil. They can't believe the devil can be as sick and twisted and evil as he actually is. People do not, human beings, I don't care where they're from. What nation? It doesn't matter. 195 major nations, people do not understand how evil these people are. How evil those who serve Lucifer directly are. They don't get it. And even the people that serve him don't get it. So what happens is when they're on their deathbed, they're recorded screaming and going, because they didn't think that they were going to be turned over to these horrible demons to do terrible things in the bottom of Dante's Inferno. But that's exactly what happens to them. Okay, so Anton LaVey is an excellent example. He literally panicked and screamed on his deathbed as he was passing away, the founder of the Church of Satan. All right, so anyway, Laura Loomer, who's a well-known ex-CNN analyst, has multiple shows of her own, and she just can't accept it. She cannot accept that Donald Trump's in on it. She's flipping out and going crazy because she sees, folks, let me just cut to the chase. I have a video that I'm going to post of Donald Trump giving a hug to Whitmer, okay, the governor of Michigan, All right. These things just don't happen unless they've turned everything upside down, just like it says in Isaiah 29. Everything is completely upside down. We're being played like a fiddle, and it is a successful being played like a fiddle dynamic. It is very successful. So anyway, we all need to be aware of what's going on. Don't get discouraged, because it appears from some of the things that I'll be sharing tonight that things could get real nasty. The Spain and Portugal and part of France power outage that took place appears to have actually been a result of some cosmic sun disturbances that were significant. We have evidently some erosion in the Earth's magnetosphere, which is responsible for protecting us from those types of energy blasts. And they're evidently breaking through right now. So there's some anomalies that, you know, it's signs in the sun and the earth and the stars, seas roaring, all that kind of stuff. It's happening now. Okay, we don't have to wait around for that stuff. All you have to do is open your eyes, look around, what's going on. Nothing has slowed down in Israel. They're still attacking the Houthis very poorly. The Houthis have successfully chased away a couple of aircraft carriers, a minimum of one so far. Very, very well publicized. The situation is dire, okay? But the problem is, I believe, this is just my own personal opinion, that the censorship is so amazing that even the people that are on X, even the people that are on Twitter, I'm talking about real content creators that have entire shows on there, they are befuddled because they're not seeing the level of activity that they know is going on, but it's not leaking out like it used to. And it's driving them absolutely crazy. So we can all believe from the bottom of our heart that things are still moving forward. The question is when is it going to hit mainstream? And that's something we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to deal with the frustrations. We're going to have to remember not to cast our pearls before swine. Don't go out there and chasing your relatives around and telling them the stuff that you know, because they're going to grab a pitchfork and chase you down the road. You don't want that to happen. All right. Sometimes it's better just not to say anything, like Jesus did when he was standing in front of the Sanhedrin. Okay. He didn't say one. He didn't answer one of their questions until one of the lead Pharisees had said, "We adjure you, sir, are you the Son of God?" And then he said, "You have said so." Okay? So we have to learn from Jesus that sometimes, and also be advised, this isn't 1920. This isn't 1970. This isn't 1989. This isn't 1995. This isn't 2004. We are in the part of the Bible where it says there will come a time. And that is a very different time than the rest of the Bible was referring to. We've got to be careful. Don't go out waving flags. We serve Jesus. Our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20. And we need to keep our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. Always remember, no matter how frustrating your week has been, like mine, I didn't even tell you half of the stuff that happened, okay? You just have to remember how privileged we actually are. We're not from here. We're not staying here. Praise God. And we have to remember that. Now, on that note, let's go ahead and bring on Brother Sammy Mwangi. It's a pleasure to have him on again. Here we go. Praise Jesus. Brother Sammy, are you there?
I'm here, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm turning up the volume so I can get you cranked up a little bit here. Go for it.
All right. Good to have you.
I'm so
excited to get back again and always give an update. It's always been exciting, John, to have you in your to have me in this program. Very, very exciting for all these years that you've been able to do this. So therefore, for those who are listening to us for the first time, this is Samuel Mwangi of Pipes International. We are in the front line, as John said, you know, doing what Jesus told us to do, and that is to make disciples, not of a few nations, but all nations, all people groups, from Israel to Congo, everywhere. We need to make disciples of all ethnic groups, ethnos, nations that Jesus calls us to do. So I want to just share a few things that have been happening. One of the things that is so exciting with Pipes is the internship program that we are doing with young students coming from the universities. You know, they have the time, they have the opportunity, they are young, they are not entangled with so many things. And so in Kenya, we got these 5 interns and they are coordinator, a team of 6 people that are going to schools doing evangelism, discipleship. Guess what? Kenya government has opened doors for us to go to schools and to go there and directly share about Jesus Christ. And it's been exciting. We are seeing great impact with these children and youth in schools. You know, they are being set free from using drugs and all the things that are tying our youth in the demonic world. And God is setting them free as they study the Word of God, as they get saved, as they get baptized. They are able to be freed from all the oppression of the enemy. And we are so excited about this internship program. God is doing such a new thing. And just want to remind our viewers about the Congo also, the impact that Pipes is experiencing in Congo. You know, in Congo, we built 2 schools, and those 2 schools now have a total of 1,300 students. Can you imagine that? These are students who would never have had an opportunity. In one school in Goma, a place called Mugunga, just in the outskirts of the town, that has had so much going on, you know, war, fighting. In fact, when the fighting started early this year, our school had to be closed because so many refugees went to our school and took over all the classrooms. In fact, they burned some of the desks and the chairs that students sat on, and they used it for firewood, you know, to cook the little food that we're getting. And so it's been a bit crazy. And then in an island called Ijwi on Lake Kivu, you know, Lake Kivu extends all the way from the Rwanda borders there and extends all the way in Congo. And this Ijwi island on Lake Kivu, we went there and there was such a big need for a school. So 2022, we started this school building. 2024, we opened doors. We wanted 300 students. But guess what? So many came. And then we started a porridge program where kids could have a meal in school. And even more students came. So now we have 590, almost 600 students now in this school. But they are learning. They are taking a meal. And we are really glorifying the Lord because of that. And we believe that we're going to extend these kind of programs to have students have a meal somewhere they can eat. You know, both in Goma as well, would like to start that. And in Burundi, when I was in Burundi in March, just a month and a half ago, I met these 90 kids in a very remote place called Muyinga. And they are just desperate. And our team there, we are putting them together, want to build them a school. But we are starting by just giving them some meal. And when you see the pictures of these kids, you really are heartbroken. But I thank God because the support we get, we are able to help with some of those things. And, you know, Congo, the fighting is still going on. You know, people think because the news have gone quiet, you know, nobody's talking about it. But they're still fighting. You know, still M23 is in charge of so many places. And I know, of course, you know, there are many efforts to bring peace between Congo and Rwanda. And you know, Rwanda is, of course, being accused and all these different things that people talk about. You know, John studies these things so he can share more about them. But I want to tell you that we need that peace in Congo. So many kids suffer because of what is going on. But we are still supporting families there, supporting children. There have been so many patients that are in hospital that we've supported, and now they have recovered, and we are really, really grateful to God. So I wanted just to give another update in Kenya about a facility that we are building for training, a facility for training pastors that they can come there, and the youth leaders, people can come there, be discipled, mentored, trained, and they can go to the villages sharing the gospel. And in this facility, we shall also have a library where kids coming from school, you know, this is a very, very remote place in Kenya, in Namanga, among the Maasai people. Maasai people are very traditional. they dress traditionally. And so in this remote place, we are building a library where kids can come after school program. They learn from this. They do their homeworks. We have a team of young people from university helping them with homework, catching up. When they get back to their homes, they can just go and sleep because they don't have any lighting. They have no way of studying at home. And so they study from our facility and they go home and just sleep. And then we have a meal with them before they get home. So we are very, very excited. We are seeing God doing great things. And the last thing, John, I'll update you is on Rwanda. We still need to pray for Rwanda because when I was there in Kigali, I was with a bishop who had so many churches. He had like 20-something churches, but right now he has only one small church remaining. All the others have been closed by the government, and they have all these crazy reasons. They say, oh, there's too much noise coming to your, from your church. People are singing loudly. You need to put sound systems that are, you know, quiet. You know, put, we don't want to hear any noise from those congregations. And yet, you know, John, that, you know, these are basically churches with iron sheets. Some of them, they have no wall at all. So definitely you will still hear people, you know, singing to God. But the government of Rwanda has really restricted people and closed so many churches. I think it's an intention of the enemy, but the devil is defeated. We'll continue to support the work in Rwanda so that the gospel will continue. So we are working with some bishops there, with some pastors there, so that their congregation can still be encouraged. And that one church that is still open, the pygmies we support in Rwanda, in this particular region, they actually go to that church, the only church that is open from this congregation or denomination. But we are seeing God in many ways as Pipes International. And I want to just take this minute as I conclude to thank all the people who, when they listen to us, they go to our website, pipesinternational.org, like the pipes of water, and they do support. We have most of our donors, most of our partners heard me from this radio, from John, and we are so always grateful for that. And so thank you so much, everyone, for supporting Pipes International. We are in the front line because of you. We wouldn't be there, but because of you, we are in the front line sharing the gospel and seeing lives changed. So thank you, John, so much for this opportunity. I'm excited to always come and share what God is doing.
I love it. I love it, brother. I love it. I love it when you come on the program. I was missing you. I was worried a little bit. I thought maybe you had moved on to bigger and better things. But anyway, I really do enjoy, I must admit, having full control of the podcast myself and not having to worry about the censorship of a service provider because we can talk about things that they just simply would, they'd blow away our channel. They'd just, like, they're blowing away channels on YouTube. They're taking out people on Rumble. It's just a mess. And so what a blessing, Sammy, that you were able to join us tonight. I'm very happy. I'll steal your word, very excited. I stole your accent. But anyway, folks, you know what? Look, I could get into all kinds of testimonies of people that were taken to heaven and the significance of seeding into the kingdom. I could go in and quote scriptures in the Bible that say that if you're, you know, not giving, you're stealing from God and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to guilt you. Okay. What I am going to do is I'm going to tell you this is the real deal. This is the real deal. If you're looking for a place to seed, to help people, to do exactly what Jesus wants us to do as a group, as part of the body of Christ, this is it. There isn't somebody sitting at the top of the Pipes International empire going, look at all the money I'm making. And it doesn't work like that. When you seed into Pipes, I just mark my calendar. I always know that I'm going to give on a certain day and everything, whatever, however you do it. But you just go to pipesinternational.org and you just click the menu button, and right there it says donate, and there's several options for being able to do it. But the one thing that you can be assured of is there's nobody stealing your money. It's absolutely going to do the work of Jesus, our King. And I don't know about you, but given how close we are to the end, I definitely want to be on the good side of the Lord. Anyway, so Sammy, God bless you. I can't believe the stuff that you guys have had to go through with the M23 gang attacking your people, and you know, just the horrible things that have happened to the Christians in the various churches over there. I hope that that gets fixed quickly. I don't know how that's going to happen, but anyway, through prayer, we can overcome this no matter what. Pray the holy fire of God down around the people that are part of Pipes International. Pray for link angels to be protecting them at night so that nobody can sneak up on them and cause horrible things to happen. We don't want that. We won't allow it. In the mighty name of Jesus, these are our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's a great opportunity to be able to help, truly help people that are in need. Thank you, Sammy, for joining us today. This was a super duper awesome blessing.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. All right. And if you want to hang out on the video, you're welcome to. I'm just going to go ahead and plow through. It's funny. It's just I can't explain it, but they must have updated the Audacity system. It's just acting a little unusual, but I'm going to believe that that there aren't any issues. I've double checked everything here. I'm just going to take one more stab at this setting on the microphone. All right, I'm going to bring this all the way up. Now, see that right there? That's weird, because I just adjusted. I don't know why the thing's trying to auto-adjust the microphone setting, but right now it just came back to the end. Okay, so let's pretend that it's all working, because with the kind of a week that I have had, I would not be surprised if my computer caught on fire right now. But anyway, praise Jesus. I'm just going to keep on plugging away. So if you have to turn your volume up a little bit because things are a little bit wonky on my end, hang in there. I'll figure it out eventually. But every time they add some sort of a patch on Microsoft Windows, it just dorks everything up, and then I got to refigure everything else out. All right. So anyway, let me go ahead and start hitting on the news bits. Like I said, people are befuddled. I mean, I could name names, I could name handles, I could name so many people that are confused on Twitter. Regular content providers that do programs and shows and everything. And I'm telling you, folks, it's for real. And there, I can see that there's some adjustments, automatic adjustments on sound control that are taking place. So they have definitely changed some of the settings on the computers. On the computer with the latest patch that Microsoft Windows came out with. All right, now, so I'll figure it out, and I'm just going to go ahead and believe that everything is okay. Now, let's go ahead and roll into the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Praise God. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we have a hodgepodge of different things, pretty much like the last program. But I want to try to zero in on some key items. First, there are quite a few experts. Now, some of you who have been around a really, really long time know of the fellow who calls himself Suspicious Observers. Well, he's a pretty smart guy. And he's been studying the magnetosphere around and the various anomalies associated with the magnetosphere around planet Earth, which we're all stuck on. He's come to the conclusion that these are geomagnetic events that are coming from the sun. Now, which caused the trigger in Spain and Portugal for that big blackout event that occurred. Now, a lot of people were speculating, oh, this could be a cyber attack. Oh, it could be this. Oh, it could be that. I think I'm going to lean with the solar event because I have prophecies, dreams, and visions. One in particular that comes to mind that indicate, like one of them says that a twin asteroid hits the backside of the sun and causes a major solar flare to hit Earth, which triggers a whole bunch of other catastrophic events to occur. So we're seeing those things, signs in the sun and the moon and the stars cease roaring. All those things are happening right now. So we have such a humongous portfolio of things to keep our eyes on. It's almost impossible to watch them all. The one thing that we don't have to worry too much about is the inevitability of Gog and Magog War, World War III. For example, one of the things that's happening right now is there's a lot of fuss out there about Donald Trump, having cut a deal with Zelensky over rare earth mineral, access. Okay, now I will tell you, I was following that very closely, and it appears to me that it's really just not locked down the way that everybody wants to proclaim that it is. In fact, in the very beginning, when people were analyzing the original agreement and the text that was in it, they said this is not any kind of rare earth mineral agreement at all. They basically poo-pooed the whole thing and said, no, this isn't it. This is a big, they're pumping up something that is not real. Now, the other thing is we also know that the ping pong, the deal's on, the deal's off, the deal's on, the deal's off, the deal's on. Here's my prediction for what it's worth. My prediction is that since we all know ultimately that they want to entrap Russia into attacking, they're poking the bear. We've all known about that. Now, one of the things that tells me is that, okay, so let's pretend that Donald Trump or whoever the operators of darkness are that are pulling the strings of the marionettes of evil over in the Ukraine, let's pretend that they play this game where they say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and cut a deal. We're going to make a deal with the devil, and we're going to, Ukraine's ours, you know. And they say they made the deal, the deal's the deal, and they tell everybody in the world how wonderful a deal maker that Donald Trump is. Well, one of the things is going to be a side effect of that. This you can count on. You can take this to the bank. Is that if that's the dynamic that they allow to move forward, then Trump and company, and we know who the and company is, all right, they are going to flip to the other side. Instead of trying to cut a deal with Russia, trying to have, you know, logical, reasonable discussions with Putin, which of course they have not had yet. There have been no discussions. There have been some claims of discussions about letting Putin have the land that he should have, Donetsk and the very Lugansk and all the areas that they set free from the, you know, Azov battalion creatures from the Black Lagoon and operating over. And they're really, what it is it's the CIA. So at the end of the day, when you look at the big picture, it makes a lot of sense that ultimately the forces of darkness, which do include Donald Trump and company, are going to pretend like they're friends with Zelensky, pretend like they cut a deal, because that's going to put them in a position where they're going to have to say, oh, well, we have to protect the national security of the United States. We have to make sure Zelensky is successful. We have a deal. We got to get the rare earths. You know, even though it's going to take them 5 years to dig the mines and all the other things and the processing facilities, because you don't just pull that stuff out of the ground and say, you know, abracadabra. It doesn't work like that. They need very, very advanced processing facilities to be able to pull out the rare earth minerals from what they dig out. So that isn't an overnight thing, but it would be a not so surprising catalyst for the darkness, and we know who they are. Well, it's hard to keep track of them because they're everywhere. But to side with the Ukraine, pump American, use them as a proxy, continue to use them as a proxy, and when in reality it's going to be the CIA and whoever else that they can get to help the West's satanic argument to continue to attack and poke the bear Russia, which of course is going to lead to the ultimate judgment upon the United States of Babylon the Great, which is nuking Russian submarine launched nuclear missiles, okay, which are going going to flatten the United States. Okay, I don't know how many of you remember this, but there were so many that had come forward on different programs that we have played in the past, testimonies. Don't even get me going. A.A. Allen, Dimitri Dudeman, Henry Groover, the list goes on, that had seen those actual missiles hit. But as far as I can tell from a biblical perspective, that is Revelation 18, and it's actually taking place during the Day of the Lord, where the sky rolls up like a scroll. Because the one thing that will cause the sky to roll up like a scroll is a nuclear bomb. And if there's a whole bunch of them, what do you think people are going to be able to see? The sky rolling up as a scroll. So that's in Revelation 6, 12, and 13. Praise God. All right. So anyway, I wanted to go ahead and touch upon that. Now, the Trump giving Gretchen Whitmer a hug on the tarmac. I mean, literally walked up to her and gave her a hug. Oh, you know, no. See, they're in on it. They're all part of the same club. Just like they said, it's one big club and you're not invited. And that's the truth. All right. So we all know that, but we don't want to be invited. So praise Jesus for that. We want to get out of here as soon as we can and continue to serve God to the best of our ability in the meantime. All right. So if all that stuff wasn't enough, there is some question. This is just being, I'm just tossing this out there so I can check it off the list. But evidently, James O'Keefe has lifted up a couple of rocks that he feels are endangering his life. Okay. So is that, you know, is O'Keefe Media Group in trouble? You know, he's coming out. Is it drama? I don't know. But he's come out on not one, but two separate audio AV bites, you know, video bites on X telling people, I am not suicidal, but I am very concerned. I don't think he used the word afraid, but he looked afraid. So is it real? I don't know. But anyway, you can keep your eyes on that kind of stuff, on the whole O'Keefe. Because here, I'll even play a little bit of it so you can get an idea of what he's saying live on X. All right, hold on just a second. Here we go.
I'm not suicidal. Pray for me. This one scares me, guys.
I'm not suicidal. Pray for me. This one scares me, guys. You know, and he's going to say it again.
I'm going dark.
Going dark.
I'm not suicidal.
Not suicidal.
Pray for me.
I mean,
this one scares me, guys.
So he's either being incredibly dramatic for a reason, or he means what he's saying. So anyway, and I'm not surprised. Because a lot of the people that are out there don't understand who's the good guys and who's the bad guys, including the entire United States of Babylon the Great's churchianity system. They don't understand what's going on. They don't know who's who in the zoo. They don't know what, you know, why, you know, is this bad? Why are these practices bad? They don't know what's written in a Babylonian Talmud. They don't even think about the things that happened in New York with the tunnels under the ground and the people sneaking in and out and how they were connected to the Epstein mansion and down. I mean, the stuff that's going on right now is just unbelievable. All right, so praise God. So keep your heads down, keep on praying, and be careful, because you don't want, like I said, don't cast your pearls before swine. And sometimes, while that is a metaphor, sometimes we have to recognize that, you know, in light of that being a metaphor, in some cases what constitutes swine may be someone that you would normally not think of as fitting that profile. All right, but I'm just letting you know that we have to watch what we say and who we say it to. All right, praise God. Now I want to go ahead and touch upon some of these other things. There's a lot of them, so I'm going to try to keep this down to an hour, but I don't want to leave anything out that's really important. So anyway, there is a publication that has come out. It is on, let me see, I think it's the Daily Mail, and they are claiming, that that there is a new virus out, and we've heard a lot of this, and a lot of it didn't come true. Well, this time they're claiming that there's this thing that they're calling it meningitis W, and they're saying that to a certain percentage of the people who get it, which it spreads really easy, of course, they will die within 24 hours. Now, we know that some of these things are going to be happening. We know that it's going to happen. So we need to keep our eyes open. We know about the pandemic, the Sears claim, the tabletop exercise that Bill Gates was involved in with Johns Hopkins University that they did. Same exact kind of an exercise that they did right before the whole COVID nonsense started to happen. So we have to really kind of be on guard for these things. All right. Praise God. Now, this is Catherine Austin Fitz speaking right here. I want you to hear this, okay? This is her prediction. Now, she's very well connected, has been on, I don't even know how many thousands of programs by experts because of the vast depth of her knowledge of the things that are being lined up for Agenda 2030. It doesn't matter what comes out of the lips. Oh, we're canceling Agenda 2030 and all this other nonsense. No, they're not. People are being played like a fiddle right now. And the quieter they can make everything seem to be, the easier it is for them to execute upon the dark plan that we all need to escape. So that's why it's very important that we pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus and in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where it says where two or more are gathered together on earth concerning anything that they ask in Jesus' name, it shall be given them. Matthew 18:19. We lift that up before you and we pray always, Jesus. You instructed us to do this. Luke 21:36, to pray always, to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And we know where that is, at the wedding supper. We aspire to be there, Lord. And if there is anything that is a part of our life, anything that is a part of our heart, how we think about things, how we behave, anything, please raise it up. Make it really, like, throw it in our face. And help us to be able to understand so that we can make that course correction. Because there are some things that are in many of our lives that are extremely difficult for us to, you know, deal with. You know, it's not easy to deal with a lot of things that we're all dealing with. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So I'm going to play this for you. This is Catherine Austin Fitz, very revered amongst the advanced folks like us. All right. So let's listen to what she has to say about what's coming. All right. Praise God. All right, here we
Central
go.
Bankers of the G7 nations went into the room in Jackson Hole in August 2019, and they voted on the Going Direct Reset. Everything that's happening to us right now is part of the Going Direct Reset, and they voted on it. It was a plan. Okay, so they wrote a plan. They decided to do this. So they've been engaged in the financial coup for 20 years. We're now coming into the end game. They have to consolidate the financial coup. And they vote on the Going Direct Reset. And with that one decision, they made a decision over the next year to put 500 million people out of work. That's the equivalent of dropping several nuclear bombs around the world. That's financial warfare.
All right. So anyway, that's not the whole thing, but she just basically expands upon that. And it falls in line, interestingly so, with the warnings of many financial experts. My goodness. And the Ronald Reagan clip that I played on a couple of shows ago where he had told everybody that it just puts people out of work. Now, there are claims, lies upon lies that are out there about deals being cut, manipulation of the stock market, all that kind of stuff. You know what? I just let that stuff roll off my shoulder because the situation, everybody's lying. Lie, 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 lie. So for those of us who are very averse to a lie, we don't like to hear lies, we don't want to be around it, it's really, really difficult because today, just about everybody that's out there that has any kind of a microphone at all is lying. And it's awful. Now, for those of you who may not know this, the state of Israel, I'll just call it the state of Israel. The state of Israel has been under the most unbelievable fires that have ever happened, I believe, in the entire history since 47, whatever. Fires. I'm talking about 29 individual brush fires that were consuming the entire country. And people that were out there that knew what was going on in Gaza and all these other places and the horrible genocide and stuff, they're out there going, wow, it looks like God is levying a judgment against them. You know, and I wondered to myself a little bit, you know, I wonder if that could be true. But anyway, they had even asked for help from Greece and Cyprus and some other countries as well. And they were turned down. The vast majority of, it appears, it seems to be the vast majority, with the exception of those who are owned by the Khazarian mafia, the countries are just saying, no way. We don't want nothing to do with you. All right. So I expect we're going to see that dynamic be like an ever-increasing dynamic as the days go on. How long this is all going to take to pan out, we don't know. But it is definitely dragging out. So hang in there. Keep praying. Just reside, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It's the most wonderful, peaceful place that any of us can spend in the presence of our Lord. Praise God. I love it. It gives me peace. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, there was a comment from Donald Trump. Now, this was put back. I don't want to say tweeted, but it was communicated over Telegram from Middle East Spectator. He's really on top of things, and he is in the Middle East, so you can get some pretty, you know. But anyway, Hegseth and Trump, by the way, but Hegseth had said, message to Iran, we see your lethal support to the Houthis. We know exactly what you're doing, and you know very well that the United States military is capable of, and you were warned. So basically, they're warning that we're about to bomb you. Now, at the same time, Netanyahu has not let up or at all with his rhetoric about what they're going to do to Iran as well. What's fascinating, I think, to most of us is what's taking so long. We know they're going to do it. Even the prophet Dr. David Orur from Kenya, which is the same place Sammy started his ministry before, you know, and all that. He prophesied. He was taken in a vision, and he saw two tactical nuclear missiles being launched from Israel at the nuclear facilities in Iran. He even started it out by saying, let me tell you about the war with Iran. Now, I want to play this for you. Listen to this. This is just from a contributor on Twitter or X, but what she has to say, I think, is very relevant.
Listen to me for a second. You might not like what I have to say, but it just hit me. Empty shelves, trucking layoffs lead to a summer recession in Apollo's shocking trade fight timeline. Tariff to recession timeline. April 2nd, tariffs announced. Container ship departures from China to U.S. slowing. Early to mid-May, container ships to U.S. ports come to a stop. Mid to late May, trucking demand comes to a halt, leading to empty shelves and lower sales for companies. Late May to early June, layoffs in trucking and retail industries. Summer 2025, recession. This may not seem like a big deal to most people, but over 50% of the country's most critical medical supplies comes from China and a lot of other things that we use. Not only that, but Trump just signed an executive order to enforce English-speaking proficiency for commercial truck drivers aiming to enhance road safety. Now, this seems like a very good thing, right? Because we want people to be able to read signs. Well, the trucking industry has a significant immigrant population, with nearly 19% of truck drivers being foreign-born. So while this might be a good thing, it comes at the wrong time. Because if we're getting less imports, and now a bunch of truckers are about to get fired or laid off, what we do get in our stores is going to be significantly lowered. Not only that, but this just topped it off for me. Trump just put out another executive order, strengthening and unleashing America's law enforcement to pursue criminals and protect innocent citizens, which is far from that. It literally talks about militarizing the police. So here comes the police state that everybody hates. And it's all falling into place because once these layoffs happen, and we're already seeing all kind of videos of how the ports are empty. Then comes the riots and the chaos because people are going to be starving. And here comes Trump with his executive order militarizing the police. It'll probably be just like in his last term with you know what, but probably worse since he's got this executive order. Are y'all seeing how this works? Because a lot of people just don't see it, but he is literally following their agenda. But you just followed the plan until you end up in a camp.
Wow. What a way to end it. Until you end up in a camp. Which, I, you know, it's true. It's exactly where we're all heading if we don't get out of here. So if that isn't enough motivation for you to quit those bad habits and seek the Lord with all of your heart and pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before Jesus at the wedding supper, where else would we want to be? You want to be here? I'm very frank with people and I'll say, listen, you don't understand. If you don't get things in order in your life, what you face is so horrible, I don't even want to talk about it. But the problem is, like she said, people don't listen. And it's very fascinating because it's highly reflective of the scriptures in Matthew 22, where the great king sends out his servants, the first group of servants, and they just kind of wave their hands, bah, humbug, and walk away, which is what we're going through right now. We all know that. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so I'm just trying to funnel through these and find remarks about Islam. No, I don't want that one. Here we go. Oh, yeah. All right. So let me see if I can find some that... Okay, I've already talked about O'Keefe. Oh, wait a minute. Where is that one lady? Oh, no. That one's... Okay. Oh, this is the one I was looking for. All right. I want to play this one for you before we run out of time for tonight. And I might go back over some of these others. I'm going to summarize them as the show comes to a close tonight. But I wanted to get some of these in here. Now, I am warning you that this lady, her name is Valentina Gomez. She's running for office. She uses some pretty potent bad words. But what she says, well, it's very apropos for the situation. If you are worldly, if you are citizens of heaven as we are, it's about prayer. It's about intimacy with Jesus. It's about being ready. It's about touching people's lives, giving, changing people's lives with the Jesus who's in you. Because you know what? You wouldn't give. You wouldn't give if it wasn't Jesus giving through you. All right, so this woman, Valentina Gomez, is running for office. Now, I'm warning you, I think she uses the F-bomb. But anyway, but what she says for the people who are very worldly, which are the vast majority of those that we see out there, is very apropos. All right, and here she goes. Oops.
Million girls in the UK. Muslims have raped over a million girls in the UK and have cut off the heads of innocent Christians in Syria because they refuse to bow down to their stupid rock. And the very same fate awaits your sons and daughters unless you send me to Congress, because I'm the only one who's not afraid of them. I'm going to be very honest with you. I didn't have the blessing of being born in America or even call myself a Texan, but you can't tell me that I don't care about Texas. The clowns in the Texas House allowed for a bunch of radical Muslims to take over entire cities. Now, they're trying to turn Texas from a Christian state into the Muslim capital of America. So let me be very clear. America is a Christian nation, so these Muslims can fuck off to any of the 57 Muslim nations. Islam has no place here.
Now, at the expense of having to hear that word that we all so much appreciate and probably used a lot ourselves in the past. The reality is that there are many, probably dozens, maybe more than dozens, of people on Twitter/X that are publishing, they're ratting out what's actually taking place. The truth of the matter is that the Muslims in the United States that are here now are banding together. There's a lot of them that are very wealthy. They're buying out churches and they're turning them into mosques. And right now, for example, Tampa, Florida has some like 15, 20 huge mosques. And it's not just Tampa, it's all over the United States. So what we've been warned about, what was written in Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871, I think it was, about them pitting the Muslims against the Christians, against, you know, everybody else, so that they can raise up a new religion, which is ultimately the worship of Lucifer. the Antichrist. All right, so I wanted you to be aware that that is taking place. So while people are, you know, whoop-de-doing, yahooing about things that they shouldn't be whoop-de-doing and yahooing about, the country, this country, and other countries, France, you know, Germany, you name it, they're all being taken over. It's kind of a game-over dynamic right now. But the problem is it's so easy to get lost and all the other noise. All right, so there are some other ones that I do want to go over, but AI is taken over on a level. There are some films of some robots that are using AGI, which is a second generation of AI. One of the robots flipped out and started kicking and ripping things. It's totally the Arnold Schwarzenegger. So we're dealing with that. I keep on thinking Predator, but no, it's the one that I'll remember in a few minutes. Because if I'm trying to remember it at that moment, I always, but anyway, I want to move on because we're running out of time. Again, Laura Loomer, who is like Donald Trump's greatest fan, is completely befuddled because Stanley Woodward is being nominated for the Associate Attorney General. Evidently, this person goes way back and was part of Black Lives Matter, funded by these entities, George Soros, the whole group. And she's flipping out. She can't understand. She's like, what's happening? You people on the Trump administration need to wake up. You need to wake up. This should not be happening. She never thinks for a second that Trump's in on it. Nobody seems to wake up to that. Now, some people are, but the vast majority are sticking to what? Because they can't accept it. To them, it's like 9/11 was an inside job. To most people, when they find out about what really happened in 9/11, they flip out. It literally yanks the rug out from underneath their entire worldview. There's also people that don't like to even talk about aliens, which are very real. And I am talking about life forms from other planets and other galaxies. They are very real. And God even sends a bunch of them for judgment's sake in Isaiah 13 and Joel 2. That's who we're dealing with there in those scriptures. And I've talked about that before and done entire shows on that. Praise God. So anyway, so again, you're going to see a lot of data. I don't know what you want to call them, claims, news claims. The rare earth deal is on, the rare earth deal is off, the deal's on, the deal's off. I predict that the United States of Babylon the Great is going to back the side of the Ukraine because that is going to bring forward World War III faster, okay? And that's what they ultimately want, okay? They just don't want to be obvious about it. Okay, and I am going to go ahead and put up Trump giving Gretchen Whitmer a big hug. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I had to immediately like download it before they took it off the internet. But I told people about it and they were like, no way. And it's like, yeah, we got it. We have so many goods right now. There's also a Apple user thing that's been driving a lot of people. They're weirding them out. It's weirding them out. And it is a thing that's called the Apple iToken Digital ID. So a lot of the people that are Apple users are being groomed, and they're also, I don't know what you would call it, they're being technologically groomed into accepting a digital ID. Now, is that going to happen to the people that are using Samsung-based phones or whatever-based phones? Yes, it's going to happen. We're all going to see it, probably. Now, me personally, I would much rather that World War III go hot. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So why wouldn't we want World War III to go hot? Because if World War III goes hot, guess what? We leave. All right, we go. We need that big copper spherical Death Star mothership to show up in the sky. Isn't it amazing that it was even Nostradamus who said that World War III is accompanied by the arrival of a large spaceship? Nostradamus, for crying out loud. I mean, so everything is falling into place right now. I don't understand the fires in Israel. I don't know if this is God sending a warning shot over the bow to the people that might be awoken. The problem, one of the problems with trying to do the right thing on behalf of Israel is even the organizations that are good, they're really good and they're out there. They're actually saving souls, true Jews, Semites, and they're giving their lives to Jesus. And they're doing a wonderful job in an extremely murderous, dangerous killing field. Okay, so I tip my hats to them, but here's one of the problems. They themselves do not even realize who's running Israel right now. And that makes it a very, very complex problem that, of course, has, you know, got a large part of the world totally duped. Okay, so I do, if you have signed up and put your email in both places, not just where the big angel is at tribulationnow.com or tribulation-now.org, but if you go to where the podcasts are posted on that page with the guy with wearing the headphones with a ooh look on his face, I've also put a link. Somebody had hooked us up. I put it in an email from last night about my puppy emergency. And, there's somebody had found the link and she had sent it to me, and evidently there was somebody out there, some kind of a, I don't know, service or some podcast.app or something, but they had slurped up a whole bunch of the old, Blog Talk Radio podcast that Tribulation Now has been doing over the years. I don't know how many are on there. I never tried to go back and see how many are there, but it looks to me like it's a lot more than I was able to grab at the last minute. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's a wonderful blessing. They are there. I put that link at the top of the page where I post the individual shows. Things are continuing forward, but it seems to me, and it seems to a lot of people on X and Twitter, that every other post? No, I mean, it's not like every other post, but it's like every five or six posts, somebody's going like, what's going on with the Epstein files? When is somebody going to arrest, Hillary Clinton? And I'm like thinking, man, if you would just pay attention, please. Why doesn't anybody understand the symbolism in the hand signals? That's all you need. If you just understand that triangle symbol means I worship Lucifer. I mean, let's just cut to the chase. That's what it means. We could get into all the different, levels of the Scottish Rite and how evil they are and all, and the fact that it was founded by Albert Pike and Aleister Crowley was a part of that and the Golden Dawn and everything else under the sun. And yes, it's bad. We also have the Deagle Report. Now, a lot of people are leaning on the Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E, report as the gospel truth. And they're suggesting that there are 5G towers and now 6G towers that are being put up. They all recognize the fact that we don't need them. Okay, everything is working just fine. Our phones are working just fine. We have plenty of bandwidth. This web surfing is fast. Why are they doing it? Well, once again, we have to reflect back to the experts who understand much, much more about the graphene oxide nanoparticles, the robots, the mini nanobots that are inside people's bloodstreams. Okay, so you've got these dynamics that are happening out there, and I'm seeing more and more videos that are coming out with people freaking. I mean, they're screaming bloody murder. They're, and then people will post it on Twitter and they'll be like, what the heck is this? For example, I'll play this for you, but this stuff is going on all over the place. It is unbelievable. Listen to this.
Ma'am, be safe. You're the last one on the plane. I need you to get up and get off the darn plane. What are we doing here?
I'm waiting for my first class seat. There were 5 seats available. There's no reason why I can't have one.
Right, and now the whole plane is empty because you threw a tantrum about a seat that you didn't pay for. You don't just get to upgrade yourself.
Now, I'll spare you the rest of it because it's just basically her, and we see so much of this out there, don't we? For any of us that are paying attention to us, I understand sometimes we got to take a break from it, believe me. But for those of us who are paying attention, it appears to me that more and more people are having their frontal lobe destroyed, brain damage, as if it almost like somebody's taken ice pick and sticking it through their skull and jiggling it around and tearing up part of their brain, which, by the way, was exactly the kind of things that these DARPA experts, and I'm talking about DARPA is some seriously dark black ops, deep underground military base stuff, really creepy stuff, mill lab stuff, okay, the stuff that most people will never find out about. I don't care how much whoever, whichever Satanist that Trump has put on his so-called, whatever you want to call it, cabinet or administration, saying that, oh, there's $20 trillion that are missing and this, that, and the other. They're never going to find it. They're not putting anybody in jail. Nobody's going to go to jail. It's exactly the same thing that was happening before, but it's masqueraded under a, it's like, I'm going to close with this thought. Imagine two TVs sitting right in front of you. You're sitting on your recliner and you're watching them. The TV on the left says everything is cool and amazing things are happening. The United States is getting cleaned up. All kinds of wonderful executive orders are coming out. Transvestites are not allowed to play on women's, you know, sports and all this stuff that sounds so awesome. And so, of course, that's on the left monitor. And people, there's a lot of people looking at that movie. They're watching that happy movie, the happy movie with all the happy news. The problem is to the right is another monitor, and it's another movie that's playing. It's the SOS movie. It's the Middle East movie. It's the Jabod Lubavitch movie. It is the Synagogue of Satan movie. It is the, you know, the horrible things that are happening. You know, people were barking and saying, no, what do you mean Donald Trump threatening to send American citizens to other countries and all that? Folks, that has been around since the John Warner Defense Authorizations Act of 2017. But the National Defense Authorizations Act of 2012 completely eliminated habeas corpus and instituted at will what's called extraordinary rendition, where they can come into your house late at night, grab your husband, grab your wife, doesn't matter, and disappear them. And you don't want to go where they're going. That's why we need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. And stand before our King. Praise his holy name. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us today. Sorry if there were some audio level fluctuations. There's some weird things going on my computer since the last patch. But anyway, we will see you. Well, we'll be talking to you soon on the next podcast. Hopefully I'll have all the weirdness fixed by then. God bless you all. And have a good night.